Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace Your IELTS Speaking Test, describing a recent breakthrough in your field of study. As an IELTS examiner with years of experience evaluating speaking tests, I can confidently say that discussing recent breakthroughs in your field of study is a common and important topic. This article will provide you with valuable insights and sample answers to help you excel in your IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a recent breakthrough in your area of expertise. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's crucial to understand what the examiner is looking for when asking about a recent breakthrough in your field of study. They want to assess your ability to articulate complex ideas clearly, use relevant vocabulary and terminology, provide detailed explanations, express opinions and support them with examples, demonstrate critical thinking skills. Now, let's explore how to tackle this topic in each part of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you may encounter questions related to your field of study. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Q. What are you studying at the moment? A. Currently, I'm pursuing a degree in biotechnology. It's a fascinating field that combines biology and technology to develop innovative solutions for various industries, including healthcare, agriculture, and environmental protection. I'm particularly interested in the cutting-edge research being conducted in genetic engineering and its potential applications in treating genetic disorders. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. For part 2, you might receive a cue card like this. Describe a recent breakthrough in your field of study. You should say what the breakthrough is, when and where it happened, who was involved in the discovery, and explain why it is considered a significant breakthrough. Here's a sample answer for band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a recent breakthrough in biotechnology, specifically in the field of gene editing. The breakthrough I'm referring to is the development of CRISPR-Cas9 technology. This groundbreaking discovery occurred in 2012 at the University of California, Berkeley, and was led by scientists Jennifer Doudna and Emmanuel Charpentier. CRISPR-Cas9 is a powerful tool that allows researchers to modify DNA sequences with unprecedented precision. It works like a pair of molecular scissors, cutting specific parts of the DNA strand and replacing them with new sequences. This breakthrough is considered significant because it has revolutionized genetic research and has potential applications in treating genetic diseases, developing new crop varieties, and even addressing environmental issues. The technology is faster, cheaper, and more accurate than previous gene editing methods, making it accessible to more researchers worldwide. The discovery of CRISPR-Cas9 has opened up new possibilities in medicine, agriculture, and biotechnology. Scientists are now exploring ways to use this technology to cure genetic disorders, create more resilient crops, and develop new therapies for various diseases. It's truly an exciting time in the field of biotechnology, and I believe we'll see many more incredible advancements stemming from this breakthrough in the coming years. For band 8-9, you could enhance your answer by adding more specific details and advanced vocabulary. I'd like to discuss a recent paradigm-shifting breakthrough in the field of biotechnology, namely the development of CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing technology. This revolutionary discovery was made in 2012 at the University of California, Berkeley, spearheaded by renowned biochemists Jennifer Doudna and Emmanuel Charpentier, who were subsequently awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for their work. CRISPR-Cas9, which stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats and CRISPR-Associated Protein 9, is an ingenious molecular tool that enables scientists to manipulate genetic material with unprecedented precision and efficiency. It functions as a highly specific genetic scissors, capable of excising targeted DNA sequences and replacing them with alternative genetic information. The significance of this breakthrough cannot be overstated. It has catalyzed a new era in genetic engineering, offering unparalleled potential in various domains. In medicine, CRISPR-Cas9 holds promise for treating genetic disorders at their root cause, potentially curing diseases that were once considered incurable. In agriculture, it presents opportunities to develop crop varieties with enhanced resilience to climate change and improved nutritional profiles. Moreover, in environmental science, there are prospects for using this technology to address issues such as pollution and biodiversity loss. What sets CRISPR-Cas9 apart from previous gene editing techniques is its remarkable efficiency, cost-effectiveness, and versatility. These attributes have democratized genetic research, making it accessible to a broader range of scientists and institutions worldwide, thereby accelerating the pace of discovery and innovation in the field. The ramifications of this breakthrough extend far beyond the laboratory. It has sparked intense ethical debates regarding the limits and responsibilities of genetic manipulation, particularly concerning human embryo editing. As we continue to explore the vast potential of CRISPR-Cas9, it's crucial that we also grapple with these ethical considerations to ensure that this powerful technology is used responsibly for the betterment of humanity and our planet. Follow-up questions. Q. How do you think this breakthrough will impact society in the long term? A-7. I believe this breakthrough will have a significant impact on society in the long term. It could lead to new treatments for genetic diseases, which would improve many people's lives. In agriculture, we might see more resilient crops that can withstand climate change. However, there are also ethical concerns about gene editing that society will need to address. Band 8-9. The long-term societal implications of CRISPR-Cas9 are likely to be profound and multifaceted. In healthcare, we may witness a paradigm shift from treating symptoms to curing genetic diseases at their source, potentially eradicating certain hereditary conditions. This could dramatically improve quality of life and reduce healthcare costs. In agriculture, CRISPR could facilitate the development of crops with enhanced nutritional value and resilience to climate change, addressing food security concerns in vulnerable regions. However, these advancements come with significant ethical and societal challenges. The possibility of human germline editing raises complex questions about genetic enhancement and the potential for exacerbating social inequalities. There are also concerns about biodiversity and ecological balance if genetically modified organisms are released into the environment. As a society, we'll need to grapple with these ethical dilemmas and establish robust regulatory frameworks to ensure the responsible use of this powerful technology. Moreover, the accessibility of CRISPR technology could democratize biotechnology, leading to a new wave of innovation and entrepreneurship. This could reshape industries and create new economic opportunities. However, it also raises concerns about biosecurity and the potential for misuse. In essence, while CRISPR-Cas9 holds immense promise for addressing some of humanity's most pressing challenges, it also necessitates a thoughtful and collaborative approach to navigate its ethical and societal implications. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here's an example. Q. How do you think breakthroughs in biotechnology should be regulated? I think breakthroughs in biotechnology should be carefully regulated to ensure they're used safely and ethically. Governments should work with scientists and ethicists to create rules about how these technologies can be used, especially when it comes to human gene editing. We need to balance the potential benefits with the risks and ethical concerns. A Band 8-9. The regulation of biotechnological breakthroughs, particularly in areas like gene editing, requires a nuanced and multifaceted approach. Given the far-reaching implications of these technologies, I believe we need a robust regulatory framework that operates on both national and international levels. Firstly, it's crucial to establish independent regulatory bodies comprised of diverse experts, scientists, ethicists, policymakers, and public representatives. These bodies should be tasked with assessing the safety, efficacy, and ethical implications of new biotechnologies before they're approved for use. Secondly, we need transparent and standardized protocols for conducting and reporting research in this field. This would help ensure that all studies meet high ethical standards and that results can be independently verified. Moreover, I believe in the importance of public engagement and education. As these technologies have the potential to affect society at large, it's vital that the public understands the basics of these breakthroughs and participates in discussions about their regulation. International cooperation is also key. Biotechnology doesn't respect national borders, so we need global agreements on issues like human germline editing to prevent regulatory havens where less ethical research could take place. Lastly, regulations should be adaptive and regularly reviewed. The field of biotechnology is evolving rapidly, and our regulatory approaches need to keep pace with new developments. In essence, while we must harness the potential of biotechnological breakthroughs to address global challenges, we must do so within a carefully constructed ethical and regulatory framework that prioritizes safety, equity, and the greater good of humanity. Key vocabulary and phrases. To score high in your IELTS speaking test when discussing breakthroughs in your field of study, consider using these advanced terms and phrases. Paradigm shift. Shift. Noun. A fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example. The discovery of CRISPR-Cas9 represents a paradigm shift in genetic engineering. Cutting edge. Adjective. The most advanced stage of development. Example. Our lab is working on cutting-edge research in biotechnology. Groundbreaking. Innovative. Pioneering. Example. Her groundbreaking work in gene therapy has opened up new possibilities for treating genetic disorders. Revolutionary. Adjective. Involving or causing a complete or dramatic change. Example. CRISPR technology is considered revolutionary in the field of genetic engineering. Implications. Noun. The likely consequences of something. Example. We need to carefully consider the ethical implications of gene editing technology. Ethical considerations, thekolishens, noun phrase, moral concerns or issues that need to be taken into account. Example, there are significant ethical considerations surrounding the use of CRISPR in human embryos. To grapple with, krell with, phrasal verb, to struggle or wrestle with a difficult problem or issue. Example, scientists are still grappling with the challenges of making gene therapy safe and effective. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing breakthroughs in your field of study, stay informed about recent developments in your field. Reading scientific journals or reputable science news websites can help you stay up to date. Practice explaining complex concepts in simple terms. This demonstrates your understanding and communication skills. Use a range of advanced vocabulary and structures, but ensure you use them accurately and naturally. Develop your ideas fully. Don't just state facts. Explain the significance and implications of the breakthrough. Be prepared to discuss ethical considerations and potential impacts on society. This shows critical thinking skills. Use specific examples and personal opinions to support your points. This adds authenticity to your responses. Practice speaking about your field of study regularly. The more comfortable you are with the topic, the more fluent and confident you'll sound in the test. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clarity, coherence, and confidence in your delivery. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our article on the best ways to boost creativity in your responses. You might also find our guide on describing a recent trend in your field of work or study helpful for expanding your vocabulary and ideas on this topic.